Themes In was a tool that was a labor of love designed to help my clients organize their pay-per-click and their natural search engine keywords in a way that would actually save them huge amounts of money.
PRWebPodcast.com, visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
Hello, this is Aaron at PRWebPodcast.com, and I'm joined today by Russell Wright. He is a co-owner of ThemeZoom LLC. Russell, how are you doing today?
Excellent. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for joining me. And can we start first just by having you tell us a little bit about yourself and your company, ThemeZoom? Just give us an idea of what you guys do and how long your company's been around.
Sure, absolutely. ThemeZoom has been around for 2 years, and it's an application development company. We created a tool called ThemeZoom, which is designed to take keyword research to the next level. Basically, I was a keyword research expert working for Fortune 500 companies, spending huge amounts of time organizing keywords for companies that weren't aware of how their pay-per-click campaigns were connected to their natural content or the natural search engine optimization. They would spend a ton of money on pay-per-click, and yet they would be ranked highly for a lot of terms, and they were generally paying too much on their pay-per-click for terms that they were already naturally ranked for. Or sometimes they were not aware of what keywords they needed to focus on. So the problem was that a lot of Fortune 500 companies and even mid-level to small businesses don't really understand how pay-per-click and natural search engine optimization integrate. And there were no tools or methods or thought or basically mindsets to show people how keywords actually work on both fronts. So ThemeZoom was a tool that basically was a labor of love designed to help my clients organize their pay-per-click and their natural search engine keywords in a way that would actually save them huge amounts of money by being able to track the progress of keywords over time. So ThemeZoom was an application that was created out of my own pain. And ThemeZoom actually started to have a life of its own where we got hundreds of users who also were suffering from the same pain, and they started using our application. So that's how ThemeZoom was developed, was out of the deep necessity to understand how pay-per-click keyword research and natural search engine research are integrated.
And so, Russell, tell us a little bit about the two agendas when it comes to effective marketing research.
Basically, one of the things that people get confused about, especially not only in the internet marketing community and the search engine or SEO community, sometimes called the SEM or search engine marketing community, is the difference between the technical SEO agenda or the technical search engine optimization agenda and the direct response agenda. Pay-per-click is basically about direct response. Never before in history have we had the ability to put up a bunch of ads and put the ad in front of a million people in under 5 minutes. That's what's unique about pay-per-click. It's also direct response. A lot of companies use it for big branding, but in reality, pay-per-click is direct response. And when it comes to natural search engine optimization, which is the free search engines, that basically when you add content to your website and cover the right topics and themes, you'll be able to rank highly on the search engines using specific kinds of techniques. Again, the search engine industry focuses primarily on how to tweak your page, how to work with on-site SEO techniques and methods like getting your alt tags just right or your meta tags just right, combined with inbound link purchasing and the rest. And the goal of search engine optimization is to rank highly for profitable terms on the free search engines. The problem is that people get so lost in trying to crack the code of search engine optimization techniques and the different algorithms that Google comes up with on a daily basis, including the co-occurrence algorithm, which is the recent confusing element that Google has thrown into the mix. Basically, people get so caught up in focusing on algorithms that they forget that the purpose of their website is to attract the ideal prospect or a visitor that will actually convert into living, breathing sales. ThemeZoom was created to actually unify or bridge the gap between technical agenda, which is how can I get everything all just right and get all the mathematics and all the specific technical pieces in place to rank highly for a keyword, as well as attract the ideal prospect. With ThemeZoom, basically what you do is you combine all the technical information, which is the top level keywords and themes within your vertical market, that when you place them and build them into your website in what's called a silo structure, which is very well known in the search engine industry. You pick those keywords in your silo structure based on the direct response agenda. In other words, when you know what your customers want and what the market is craving as far as content information, you can build that and integrate that directly into the structure of your website. So ThemeZoom was designed to kill two birds with one stone, so to speak, which is focus simultaneously on your search engine optimization technical agenda at a top level within the infrastructure of your website called siloing, while at the same time choosing keywords and themes streams that you already know there's a huge market for within your particular vertical market.
And Russell, tell us, is it easy for listeners to get started with this? And tell us about any costs involved.
Sure, absolutely. The ThemeZoom exclusive version, which is our advanced powerhouse, is not for beginners. You want somebody who has a basic understanding of SEO or intermediate experience in SEO or pay-per-click, as well as website development. It's not for somebody who's never built a website before. Generally speaking, you need to know how to purchase a domain, build a website, and you kind of need to know what your business is and what vertical market you're contained within. However, for the beginners, the price for that is currently $250 per month recurring. Depending upon how long you need our tool, you can use it for up to 30 days or more. We have had members who are very happy members of ThemeZoom for over a year because they continue to grow their website based on more and more information that comes in off of the search engines. We also have a less expensive version of ThemeZoom called ThemeZoom Lite, L-I-T-E, which is $97 a month. And this is an ideal tool to use to build smaller sites and specifically to research your vertical market. One thing I want everybody to really understand is the difference between keyword research and vertical market research. Generally speaking, for the last few years, people have made a big mistake in thinking that researching keywords is really finding your position or your place within the vertical market. And those are not the same thing. So what we've done with this tool is brought together vertical market research with keyword research. So at $97 a month, you can really get a good understanding of where your market is within a vertical market and what the niches and sub-niches are contained within the market that you're trying to own.
All right, Russell, can you lastly give us some contact information for our listeners in case they have any other questions for you?
Yeah, they can call me personally. Somebody on staff will pick up. Our commercial line is 608-432-1387. And if they would like to visit our website at www.themezoom.com, that's themezoom.com, and that's the best way to get in touch with us, and they can also contact us on that page.
All right, Russell, it was a real pleasure podcasting with you today, and I thank you for coming on and telling us about ThemeZoom and what you guys are bringing to the keyword research arena, and I wish you the best of luck in the future.
Thank you, Aaron.
Produced by PR Web, the online visibility company. This work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit prweb.com.